Wednesday night. But Ruffy cope.
He was careful not to. He washed the last in order not to make a hefsek. If he had a mishpach, whatever it was, he washed the last in order to make a hefsek. And the mice, he brings it in, he brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that anyone who's zoyed not to make a hefsek will not be nizek the whole Suda. So he says it must be, says the Torah, it must be a right. Obviously, he can't be talking about the end of the Suda because there's no Suda to be. Obviously, it must be talking about the beginning. It's not, in other words, if you're talking about the end of the Suda, it's talking about between the two Sidaim, washing the Marmachoinim and benching. But he says, obviously, if we're talking about, you're not going to be nizek the whole Suda, he must be talking about the beginning of the Suda. So the Shai is, what's the Maisa? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Din is, the Toiv li Zayit. Shulchan Aruch says, you've got a Machlokus, whether you should be Zayit. Toiv li Zayit is correct to be careful not to make a hefsek between the Netila and Moiti. Vim Shah Kadei Hiluch Chof Beisama. Mikwi hefsek, says the Ramah, as the Ramah, if you are weighted more than 22 amas, that's already called a hefsek. 22 amas is not so long, 22 amas is a matter of a few seconds. but Lewaisi says one should try not to make a hefsek. The question obviously is what type of hefsek? Yeah, everyone's got their own hefsek. The hefsek that's seich of the Suda, that's not called a hefsek. But obviously the nooing and the ahing and all that, lechera for sure isn't, one should try and definitely avoid that. Once again, if it's something that's a seich of the Suda, then it's the famous Gemara that says the moose and the So if you want to give bran to the animals, the same Gemara, the famous Gemara Brachos, because anything that's connected to that inyan is not called a hefsek. B'diavad, l'chatchila, about one should try and avoid any hefsek. So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura, ends off and he says, V'da, de'ikad din tekifa muska b'simen zeh. This halacha of trying to connect the two together, Netila and Hamoitzi, Zeh Rak le mitzvah lechatchila, about this mitzvah lechatchila, al bidi ebed afilu shor harbe, or hifsik bin time, if you waited a lot of time, or hifsik bin time, or you made a hefsek, ein tzorach lachsav lissel yadav, one does not have to wash the hands again, kol shle yaseich daite bin time shmiris yadav, kol zaman you haven't been meseich das from guarding your hands. So we'll talk about it in a second. We'll mention something about Shalashuddas. It's interesting enough. So the Mishnah Berurah is taking on that even if you were mafsik, Avada, the Shulchan Aruch says Tzizai Lachatchila. But if you were mafsik, says Lemaisa, calls when you were Maseich Das from guarding your hands, from being clean, there's no need to make another Tzili Tzidayim. All the mothers tell the children, you spoke, you've got to go and wash again. What's Pshat? It's not Stam Shosim. Right, so you have got the Chazanish. Plus, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch and Regus Moisha, they all take and say that if you were mafsik bedibu, then it's like a knas or something you should wash again. But the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah passes that one doesn't have to wash again. Sorry? No, bracha no. No. Just wash again. It's like a knas, but not too much. Then the Chazanishim speaks says it's even more make. It's like a, you can be make but it's natil even less than all the dinim of natila. So you can be more make because it's only like a knas. Mishnah Berurah says you don't wash again. So Al Kapanim, the question is as far as, so if we're already discussing this, I'll just mention something that Nishmas, Zich Nishmas, Maran Reb Chaim Shlita, Azatzal, he said, his son said over, Reb Shlomo Kanievsky said over, Mam something to get this Indian, said over in his hesped, a very interesting thing. He was talking about how his father, Reb Chaim, always he did things just naturally. It wasn't like he didn't make a big fuss out of what things are halacha. It was natural. Well, that was the halacha, so he just did it naturally. Sometimes they didn't even chap what he was doing, and he realized afterwards, that's the cheshbon. So he said, actually, he said on Shabbos, he said, by the Shabbos Suddhas, he said on Friday night and Shabbos morning, Shul Chayim used to make Kiddush, and after Kiddush, he asked them, they used to bring to him a bowl with a jug to wash his hands. He came to Shul Shuddhas, he would go to the sink, he would wash his hands, and then he would come back to the table and dry his hands and sit down and make a moitzi. So they realized afterwards, they said, what was Peshat in it? He was being machmir from both studim. When it was Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos morning, he made Kiddush, and he was choishish like Kiddush b'makom suda. So he was choishish so far, Kiddush b'makom suda, that you shouldn't even go out of that place, you shouldn't go to another room to wash your hands. Mamash the Kiddush should be, and then the suda should be mamash in that place without making hefsek, without going out. So they brought a jug to him, so his mamash kiddush makom sudi, did it right there and then. Whereas when he came to Shalosh Shudas, he didn't, there's no kiddush. Abba, the mice, even if he washed his hands, but he was worried there's a hafsik of 22 amas. So mainly he made sure his hands were wet, and the din of a hafsik is when you, once you've dried your hands, then you're not to make a hafsik. So he dried his hands by the table, mainly there would be no hafsik of 22 amas. That was one of the natural hanogas that he did. So I'll tell you what my shayla was. My shayla was as follows. My shayla was, let's understand, where does this halacha apply? This halacha, you're not supposed to make lechatchila hafsik. There's different types of snares. The standard case of a netila and a moitzi is, for example, a regular suda. We wash our hands, make a tlisidayim, and then we make a moitzi. And then we've got challah, bread, whatever, and we make a moitzi. Okay, that's the general, normal netila and suda. What would be in a case where it wouldn't be the normal case? For example, let's say you have fruits dipped in liquid. So we know there's a halacha. Someone eats something that's dipped into one of the Sheva Mashkin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what should you do? You need a netila without a bracha. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah Taka Paskins on the spot there. He brings, even though there's many people who are Mekel, the Ma'aseh brings Habach Wainim Amachme, and say that when you have a fruit or something like that that's dipped in liquid, if you don't dry it, yeah, then we're worried about tuma, shneis the tuma by hand. So therefore, afilu b'smanazet, you should wash your hands a proper netila without a bracha. Maisi says you should do it, even though we're not noig to be mevorech, but al kaponim, don't be mekel, but you should make a tisidayim. So my shayla is, what would be the mashal over there? You're not making tisidayim, but on the other hand, you're washing your hands and you're making a bracha on the payus. Would we say there as well that the wood that you're not to be mafsik between the netila and the sudda? Okay, it's the same thing. Another example would be, what would be the other way around? What would be if you wouldn't be making a bracha on the food, you'd be making a bracha on netila? Or you wouldn't be making a bracha on either. What's that example? So that's the classic machlokes between the Mishabu and the Chaznish, the Gabe case where in the middle of a sudda, one goes to the bathroom, the marshal. One goes to the bath in the middle of the Suda, so Shulchan Aruch told us the sin before that. Sorry, two simanim before. Kufsam told Misha Emdi Vesuda Veniska Shnaga Beshaik Virech. Person in the middle of the Suda, and he touches somewhere, an uncovered place in his body, or goes to the bath, wherever it is, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorech Lachsav Litil Yodov Yivarach Antili Sidaim. You have to wash your hands again and make an Antili Sidaim. Right? That's talking about a regular Suda. You go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands a proper netila again. Says the Shulchan Aruch, make the tzidayim. So, lemaisa, that's one case, for example, where we would say you're making a bracha tzidayim, but on the other hand, you don't make a moitzi, because you're sitting in the middle of a sudda. The only problem is because I've been saying that with my hands have now touched some dirt, you mela, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to wash your hands with a bracha. But on the food, you're not making another bracha. However, there's a Marshal over there holds, that he holds, you don't make any bracha. You don't make any bracha. Wherever it is, even if Osset Srochov, Ein Tzarech Levarech, unless you manage to make a long hafsek. Correct. He says you don't make a bracha, but you make tzidayim. Yeah. So the problem is, so what's the mice? Mamash to the Rishonim, Mamash arguing here, you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So the Bialacha comes with a very interesting thing. The Bialacha comes and makes it the following Peshara. The Bialacha says, so it depends. It depends what type of Tumah it is. He says like this. He says, Osot Sarachov, the Chayim means Gedolim, Oysha Nogab Mokim Matunav Mamash, Mamash Adot, where his Mamash touched dirt, Oysha Halech Veflig, or a long time, Sochim Tisidayim Bebracha, then you make a Tisidayim with a Bracha. Avalim Nogab Mokim Amchus Astam, you touch your ear, you scratch your back or something, Oisha Hishtin, or you pass water after Shif, even you touch yourself, so often Tisidayim Kedin, Avalay Yivarech, then you would make Tisidayim, but no bracha. That's the pshara that the Mishnah Berurah makes.
Does it apply to the Gentile?
So we see that he's Bimachalak, you see it's Shaykh two cases where either you're making Tisidayim and no Amoitzi, or you're not making Tisidayim at all and you're not making Amoitzi. Those will be a classic case where there's a netila and you're eating afterwards. The Maisa, the Agav, on this din, the Chazon Ish comes and says, very interesting, the Chazon Ish says, Hadara kosher lechalik, b'ma shaloi chilko yishoinim. Since when? I mean, he's making a nice pshara here between, let's say, let's call it gedolim and ketanim. He's saying, gedolim, you make a bracha to tzidayim. Ketanim, you don't make a bracha. He says, where do you get that? From the Rishayim, the Taka, the Mechalik, whether you make Natilis Zidayim or not. But where do we get from to say, if it's Gedolim, yes, and Ketanim, not? You either do make it. So the Maisa, the Chazon Ish says, interesting Lashon, he says, Hamavorech loy hifsid, someone's bracha loy hifsid, v'hameikul mishum sofri bracha, kedas v'shal, eimoichim yodoy. And if you make it, because you've got sofri bracha, then eimoichim yodoy, we don't make a machah. So, what do you do? You lay maps and you make him yodim. What should you do? So, once that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this, see, it said to me, Stam a sofer brachas lachal. So, lechay according to the Chazon Ish, no bracha at all. Okay, so that's what we established.
The time you just wash your hands
normally,
the time
you do. So, no, according to what the Chazon Ish is saying, the Chazon Ish is saying, nothing. You wash your hands, no bracha. Any case, you're mapsing in the middle of the meal, you wash your hands, proper netila, but no bracha. Mishabuz be mechalik.
Can you just wash your
hand
without
a tea? No. Needs to have to you scratch your back. According to everyone, according to Mishabuz and the Chazon Ish, according to everyone, you wash your hand, a proper Natila Sidan. The question is, any time you touch something, you wash your hands again, a proper Natila, as if you're washing at the beginning of the Suda. The question is about a bracha. Chazon Ish holds no bracha at all. And the Mishnah Berurah says it depends ketanim gedolim. Ma'is, I think minhag olam is that they go with the Chazon Ish. I'm not quite sure why, because we don't always go with the Chazon Ish. The ma'is, minhag olam seems to be we don't make a bracha.
Do you have to eat bread dafka afterwards?
No, not necessarily, because we're chayish you might eat bread. We're worried, you're more worried you might come to eat bread. So therefore, in any case, if you're still in the middle of the study, you have to wash again.
That
will be the same thing. So the shayla is like this. So we've got the shayla. So when does it apply this din? So I want to bring a raya, actually, not to all the cases, but at least one case I'm going to bring a raya. Is let's go to a different din based on this halacha. There's a very similar halacha, which is taka in the siman in between them, and that's a very classic case. And that is, what if a person goes to the bathroom just before the suda? Very classic case. So, this case again, Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The question is you go to the bathroom, come and you need to wash your hands. Now you're about to start your Suda, and you need to make Ashiyotza and Tisidayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is going through the different options. So he says the option of waiting till after you've said Amoytzi, so you can't do it because you're waiting too long. Another problem is Lechayu as well, is Tadeh V'Sheinu Tadeh. If you've got Amoytzi and Ashiyotza, Lachar Ashiyotza has more tadis, therefore you have to make Ashiyotza first. So Lachar, don't leave it till after you've made Amoytzi. So when's the choice? The choice is now, the Tisidayim Ashiyotza, which takes preference. So the Mishnah Berurah's option is, the best thing would be, Lachar, would be wash your hands, and this is really the Chazon Ish says. So the Chazon Ish says, Yitzel Yadav Vivar Shneim, kill two birds with one stone. Wash your hands, proper Netila, right? Make a Tisidayim, and then.
Which one first?
Tisidayim. What this is then? Ashayotza and then Amoytzi. That's the Chazon Ish. Ashayotza.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the problem with the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a hefsek. Look how you can't do it, it's a hefsek. So Chazon Ish's answer to that is, I couldn't serve Taras Yedayim. It's all part of Taras Yedayim because Lemaisa, I need as well clean hands as well to make Ashayotza as well. So he's saying it's all included in the Natila, so therefore I'm doing it all together until this time. Ashayotza means he's not worried about being a bit by your hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah is. The Ma'is of the Taka Se'agav, there's a Eidus, they say that Moshe Schneider brings down, he saw the Chofetz Chaim actually doing the Chazon Ish Se'itza. But I'll confirm it, they bring that. But the Ma'is of the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah himself, he says, B'dyevet, you haven't got enough water, or whatever it is, you can do that Eitza. But because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this Eitza, so what's his Eitza? His Eitza is, but how do you do it? No, but you can't do Ashiyotza first, that's the problem. What you do Ashiyotza first, you can't do, because if you do Ashiyotza first, you've just made a hefsek between the Natila and the Tisidayim. So you're going to be stuck either way. Says the Mishnah, so I've got a different Eitza. You know what Eitza is? Wash a proper Natila, say Ashiyotza, right? But then I've got... No, that was it, you can't do. That you can't do because it's waiting too long.
So you told it is also going out of the
What?
You said
that's a Amoytzi and an Ashiyotza. No. He washed hands many times. He just might not make the bracha. But so the question is, what's the eitzah? So the eitzah is, says the Mishnah, let's wash your hands normally. Wash hands a proper netila, and now seshe yotzah. Okay, I'm done, sorted. And now let's make a moitzi with a cane. And then it ceases down. Making ceases down. I've got clean hands. I've got proper clean hands. I've got kosher hands for a meal. So how can I make how can I make and ceases down? Oh, no, touch your face isn't, because that's not matana. Scratch your back. Scratch your head. That's the ace of the shlach. The shlach says, very good. Scratch your head. Scratch your back. And then you sort it. Says the Magen Avraham, how can you do that? You can't do that. It's by doing that. You're causing a brach shein tzricha. I don't need to wash them. I don't need to scratch them. I don't need to make them taste his eye now. I've got clean hands for the suddah. So the only reason why I'm scratching my back is just in order I should send taste his eye. In order to wash my hands. That's called going brach shein tzricha. I don't need to make that bracha.
And once I have an apple, it's like, what are they for bracha? I can't do it.
Fine. But you can't make two. You can't say, well, I want an apple. You know what? Okay, make all right. Do you know what? I wouldn't mind making another broch on it as well. You can't, because that's called a broch in
Sricha.
That's called a broch in Sricha. That's very called a broch in Sricha. You can call yourself, you can eat an apple to do that. But here, you're causing yourself to make another tea just to make the broch on the time. That's called a broch in Sricha. Magen Avraham doesn't like it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pashat Eitz. You know what Eitz is? Wash your hands under the tap.
Without
well, that's actually yotza. I haven't got clean hands for a suddah now. And now make a proper netila. And now you can mince his dime and a moitzi. Okay, so that's that. So let's just.
Why are your hands not clean just because you
do that? They're clean as in. Maybe they're disinfected, then they're clean as cleanliness, but it's had hilchas and tis dime, you haven't got clean hands. It's not hilchas and tis dime, you haven't been yotza. So the question is let's just figure out this. Let's go back to that, to our case of during the meal. Accordingly, if we're going to say that we're going back to Hefzik, now we don't want it to be a Hefzik. So let's go back to a Suddah. You're in the middle of a Suddah, and I now go to the bathroom. What am I supposed to do now? In the middle of a Suddah. So we said before, let's take on Gedolim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you make Netilas Yadayim. So I now make, in the middle of a Suddah, I make Netilas Yadayim. And we're taking on. But we're just saying that we're suggesting that between the Netilas Yadayim and eating food, you're not allowed to make a hefsuk. Even if you don't make a bracha on the food. So I'm not making a moitzi, but I'm making a Netilas Yadayim. So what should come out of the halacha? I can't make a shayatza now, it's a hefsuk. Between a Netilas Yadayim and eating the food. So how can.
You don't have to eat.
But I'm eating. It's the same. It's ain lahafti bain. Take him Netilas Yadayim, so that I've made a Netilas Yadayim and I now want to eat. Look, I'm making a hefsuk. So how can I make a hefsuk? So the chayil will come out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't be able to the chayil. But if take of Netilas Yadayim Suddah is even in such a scenario, that's what I'm suggesting, so the chayil shouldn't. The Magen Avraham says, come out of the bathroom, during the Suddah, come out of the bathroom, make a Netilas Yadayim, ashayatz and eat. You see, clear from the Magen Avraham, he says that it's not a problem, you're allowed to make a hefsuk. That's all very good according to the Magen Avraham. According to the Chazanish, I haven't got a raya at all, because according to the Chazanish says that Ashayotza isn't a hefsuk. So according to the Chazanish, got no raya. According to the Chazanish, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Shuv not zasi. The Chazanish, like it says mafurash, even if you're not making hamoitzi, even if you're not making bracha on the food, the fact that you make hamtzi zidayim, you're not allowed to make a hefsuk between the two.